Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life from the inside out. I'm your host, Sarah Fletcher, and as a coach and trainer of powerful coaching modalities, I believe that we all have great potential to lead and live a life of compassion, creativity, and courage. I believe that as you learn to appreciate and honor all that you are, you can learn to trust your innate intuitive guidance to unlock possibilities for living the life of your dreams. Every day you get to choose how you want to show up and who you want to become. And in this podcast, I'll be sharing with you wisdom and practical applications from positive psychology, neuroscience, and coaching to help you achieve all that you want in your life and live with more ease, joy, connection, and fulfillment. So if you are ready to truly live a heart-led life and embrace all that you are, then stay with me, tune in. I have so much to share with you. Hello and welcome to episode 14 in Unlocking Possibilities. As always, I am truly grateful that you're here and delighted that we are going to get to share this next 15 minutes or so together. So we are coming to the end of the longest month of the year, the month that just keeps on giving more and more days. So if you were paid in early December, then you might be scraping the bottom of your purse right now, waiting impatiently for payday. I remember those days very well. One good thing about running your own business is that you get paid throughout the month, and it's a little bit of an incentive to make more sales in your business because you then don't have to wait until the end of January for payday like I used to have to do when I was teaching. So I must admit, something that I am really grateful for nowadays. And actually, I remember when I left my teaching job that the biggest fear I had was not being able to make the money, not being able to earn the money that I was earning as a teacher. And really, that fear sort of kept me in the job way longer than what I'd wanted. I'd think about, you know, leaving and imagining the life of possibilities, imagining what my dream life would be. And then I'd scare myself stupid and talk myself out of it because I'd convinced myself that I wouldn't be able to make the money that I was making as a teacher. You know, it's really interesting because I spent a lot of time convincing myself that, you know, it was okay really. And, you know, the hours that I worked and the low pay actually for the hours that I worked, the constant stress and the fact that the organization no longer fitted with my values, I kind of talked myself into saying that that didn't really matter. You know, I was paying my bills and I was making a difference in the life of my students, which I did enjoy because I certainly did enjoy lots of things about my teaching job. So, I said to myself, it was fine and just get on with it and it's okay. But, you know, actually, it wasn't fine and my health had begun to suffer. I was tired, my energy was low. And I certainly wasn't thriving. But like many of us do, I convinced myself that it would do and that it should be grateful for having a good job. And, you know, it was a job that I had enjoyed for many, many years. So obviously, I'm a big fan and a big advocate of gratitude, but I'm not a fan of sort of lying to ourselves. And, you know, this is kind of how I felt towards the end of my teaching career. I was grateful for having a job. I was grateful for the team I worked in. I was grateful for the students that I had. You know, I loved lots of what I did. However, I also knew that I wasn't fulfilling my potential, that I was meant for more, that I wanted more in my life. And actually, when I kind of dug deep, I realized that what was holding me back was fear. And it was fear around money. Money was a huge thing that was keeping me stuck. The money stories that I had and the things I told myself about, you know, what might happen or not happen if I left my job. Anyway, fast forward 4 years, I've got a totally different relationship with money. I've done lots of my money mindset work and lots of other work on myself as well. And, you know, I peeled back those sort of onion layers and really dug deep to find what was really going on for me and how I could make sure that I was going to thrive and carry on running my business. So here's my question to you as we're kind of talking about this in this episode. So we're talking about, you know, being ready for change, but maybe not knowing how to change or being fearful of changing. You know, sometimes it's that sort of better the devil you know, isn't it? It's, well, I know where I am here. I know that it's familiar and it's comfortable and it's safe. So we kind of convince ourselves that it's okay. But really, there might be other things that you do really want to do. And I don't necessarily mean just from a work perspective. So here we are coming to the end of January. We're looking forward to the lighter nights and the spring around the corner. Well, not quite, but you know, March forward. So nearly 6 weeks off maybe. And, you know, I'm curious, is there something that you would like to change in your life, but maybe you don't know how to change, or maybe you don't know where to start? Maybe like me, there are those sort of limiting beliefs or those fears or those worries that are stopping you from doing it. And it might be that you are comfortable where you are and it is familiar and it is safe. You know, this is what our unconscious mind does. It protects us. It keeps us safe. This is why for many of us, change feels really hard, because we don't want to kind of break through that comfort zone and that familiar. So, you know, perhaps you know, like I did, that you are meant for more. Perhaps there's a bit of that, or a lot of yearning inside of you, but maybe you don't know what to do instead. So you push it back down and carry on kind of hoping that it will just sort of go away. And here's the thing, it doesn't go away. If you are feeling that there's something that you really want to change in your life, and not necessarily a job like me, it might, you know, it might be something else. It might be your health and well-being. It might be that there's, you know, you've got a passion to start a hobby or something, or you might even want to start a business, and you know there is something that you want to do, like a yearning in your heart, and you know maybe that you're not living your full potential perhaps. And you know, it doesn't go away, it does stay. That kind of deep yearning stays with us. And it's interesting, actually, because, you know, I've been coaching a long time and kind of previously. So even though I was teaching for many, many years, I also had a part-time business. I kind of had a business that I call that I messed about with, really. Not a serious business, but I always had like a part-time therapeutic practice and then in later days, coaching. So, you know, I've been coaching and doing therapy with people for about 20 years now. And, you know, what I often found with people was they would come for therapy or coaching and they would sort of say that they had anxiety or maybe even depression. But actually, a lot of the time when we explored and, you know, really peeled back the layers, what they found was that, you know, they were yearning for something more. They weren't living their full potential. And they realized that they were kind of following the rules of life that they'd put on themselves, and that they, you know, that they knew that there was more for them. And often it manifested in behaviors like feeling restless and, you know, having poor sleep, feeling frustrated or angry. And actually, I remember when I was leaving college. So when I'd left my teaching job, I then went over to a different department because I wasn't quite brave enough to leave altogether. And I was a mental health specialist. And I remember I started to get itchy feet. So yes, literally itchy feet and pains in my hips. And actually, when I looked up the sort of physical manifestations of feeling stuck, because mind and body are connected. So when there's something going on in our mind, it affects our body. When there's something going on in our body, it affects our mind. So I'm a great believer in the manifestations in our body are often, you know, psychological. So I was reading at the time Louise Hay's work on You Can Heal Your Life. So I had a look in her book and looked up kind of physical pain in hips and itchy feet. And it was all about feeling stuck. It was all about needing to move forward. And interestingly, after I had left college, those physical symptoms disappeared. So very interesting. If you like that kind of thing, then I suggest you take a look at Louise Hay's work. It's really interesting. So my invitation to you is to, you know, start to have a think about if you are considering or wanting to make some changes, but you're not sure where to start, then first of all, do a little bit of soul searching. You know, take some time to get a notepad and, you know, really write down what makes your heart sing. What does your heart long for? What would you love to be doing? Or how do you want things to be in your life? Who do you want to be in your life? You know, who do you want to show up as every single day? So if right now you're showing up as somebody who is anxious or stressed or, you know, not feeling great, then actually, who would you like to show up as instead? Or if it is that your health and fitness isn't great and you want to get fitter, who is that person who is healthy and fit? perhaps you're having challenges in some of your relationships, maybe work relationships or even personal relationships. Who is that person who shows up in life, you know, having harmonious relationships and dealing with conflict and feeling happy in relationships? So begin to do some soul searching and asking yourself, what does really make your heart sing? What do you long for? What do you really want in your life? And that could be professionally, it could be personally, it could be, like I say, hobbies or health and well-being, whatever it is, and begin to dream those possibilities and get imagining, you know, what is that dream life of yours like? What does it look like? What does it feel like? Who do you need to be a version of that person who has that life? Okay, so that's kind of dreaming big. And then it's kind of bring it back to the now. So take a small thing in your life and get to work on it. The thing is, nothing changes if nothing changes. So you've heard me say that before. I can't remember where I first heard that, probably in some Jim Rohn book or something like that. But you know, if we don't make a change, then nothing in our life will change. It's taking action that makes things happen, that makes things change. So begin by starting small. And you know, it might be that you get out of bed 10 minutes earlier in the morning because you want to write down your intentions for the day. You want to write down how you want to think, how you want to feel, how you want to behave that day. It might be that you go for a 10-minute walk because you want to start the day with fresh air in your lungs and a clear mind and, you know, just feeling better. Maybe you decide that you're going to take a lunch break at work because right now you don't. You know, I remember when I moved departments, so I went over to the support and wellbeing instead of teaching, and they took lunch breaks. I was like, you what? You have a lunch break. And not only did they take a lunch break, they actually went for a walk on their lunch. I was like, no way. This happens in college. This is what people do. They actually take a lunch break and they go for a walk. This is just like unheard of. And not only that, they left the building at 4:30. I was like, what? This is amazing. We never leave the building at 4:30. So, you know, start small. Think about what the things you can do and implement each day to start to make those small changes. And, you know, you've heard of that kind of 1% rule. If we do something different 1% every day, then that's going to accumulate over time, and then it's going to create a habit, and good habits create your success in life. So like I said, it might be a health and fitness goal, it might be a relationship goal, it might be work or business, might be hobbies and relaxing. Whatever it is, it all starts with taking action. And you know, you've got 24 hours in a day, and I can't remember how many minutes and seconds that is. Let's go with hours. You've got 24 hours in a day, and you get to choose how you want to spend your hours, because it's your life and you get to choose what happens in your life. So like I say, you know, dreaming those possibilities and then taking one small thing and begin to take action, begin to do something about it. And that 1% rule of doing it every single day, it is going to accumulate and it's going to create a good habit. And then number three, it's the stories that we tell ourselves that hold ourselves back, that hold us back. You know, the beliefs that we have about how life should be. So for me, you know, I'm not from a family of business owners. My parents were civil servants. They had the regular income. They had the secure job. They had the pension. You know, that's how they lived their life. And that's what I was brought up to believe, that my life would be the same. I would go to a secure job. I would have the pension. I would, you know, have that life where I felt secure. And it's really interesting because this is what happens. This is the kind of, you know, generational patterns that we follow. Our belief systems are given to us by the people who raise us, by our parents and or caregivers, by our teachers, you know, the people who are in our lives who tell us the rules of life. And we then continue to follow those rules of life through our own life. And it's only really when we begin maybe to question it, you know, maybe you go to coaching or maybe you go to counselling, or maybe you, you know, have some kind of personal development, and you start to question it and you say, well, actually, do I want that for my life? Do I want to follow the same patterns as my parents? Do I want to, you know, live in that way? And that's when we can start to sort of question the stories that we're running and the stories that we're telling ourselves, maybe the beliefs that we've got about who we are and what we should be doing and how our life should look. And, you know, it's interesting because when we start to really question that and explore possibilities, we realize that actually there are so many possibilities and options and choices that maybe we haven't even dared to dream about. So my invitation to you for this part is to start to question some of those stories that maybe you are telling yourself that are holding you back in your life. And it could be around your work, it could be around your relationships, it could be around your health and your fitness, you know, whatever it is. Start to question some of those and actually ask yourself, you know, are you living the fulfilled life that you could be living? Are you fulfilling your potential? Do you feel that you are showing up every day in a way that you want to show up? Or are you just on the, you know, automated autopilot habits and ways of being and ways of doing things and ways of thinking about things? Are you just going through the motions, getting up, doing what you do every day, eat, sleep, repeat, go to work, come home, you know, that kind of stuff? Are you living to your full potential? And if you're not, and you want to, then the person who can change that is you. The person who's got control over that is you. So you can begin by just being gentle with yourself and kind and compassionate, because we all do the very best that we can with what we've got. And, you know, it's only when we go on perhaps a bit of a personal discovery journey and a, you know, self-inquiry, and we start to get self-aware and start to actually really question perhaps some of our programs and patterns and beliefs and the way that we are operating in the world, it's only then really that we start to perhaps want to do things different and change things and realize that we've got way more options and choices that, you know, maybe we hadn't realized before. Okay, so that's my invitation to you, to do some soul searching, to start small, you know, like I say, that 1% thing, and then to really perhaps think about some of those stories, limiting beliefs, mini scripts that you might be running about who you are and about your life, and to really check in with yourself and ask yourself, is there another way of doing things? Is there something else you would like to do? How would you like to expand and enhance your current experience of the way that you live your life? So as always, I would love to know if you enjoyed this podcast. So please subscribe and review. If you are interested in wanting to know more, then you can follow me at Sarah Fletcher Coaching on Instagram. You can take a look at my website, Sarah Fletcher Coaching. There is lots of my personal development courses on there. And if you're interested in some coaching, then send me a message and we can have a chat about what I offer. So thank you very much for listening. Share this with your friends, because somebody else might need to hear this today. And have a great day. Peace and love. See you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I truly hope that you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. You can check out the show notes for more details on what I've discussed today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. I'd also love it if you would review and remember to press follow so that you get it automatically downloaded every single week. And if you want to hear more from me, you can sign up to my mailing list where you will get inspiration and wisdom landing in your inbox. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode, and I'll see you really soon.